Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, let's play ball. Like baseball. I don't follow a lot of baseball, but I'm really happy that we're in baseball season. Sorry, guys, I'm a Dodgers fan because I'm from LA and it was LA Dodgers and I have Dodgers gear. So I'm for the Dodgers, you know, but still, I like sports. Just like, you know, I'm a Dallas fan, but I'm rooting for Tom Brady. I don't care what team he plays on, right? I mean, wherever Tom Brady goes, that's where I'm putting my money. So I love sports, and I'll watch as much as I can. So opening day game between the Nationals and New York Mets got postponed. Didn't happen. It was postponed hours before it was scheduled to begin last night because of coronavirus concerns. Apparently, three Washington National players tested positive for COVID. Nationals general manager Mike Rizzo said in a video conference with reporters that his team also has a fourth player considered a, quote, likely positive. He did not identify any of the players involved. Oh, the Mets were probably so ticked. He said, for the most part, the whole team has been. We put them in lockdown and they're self-quarantining. He said it was not known when the season opening game will be made up. Other than that, it would not be played today. It was originally set up as a day off to allow for a makeup contest if there was an issue with game one, such as a rainout. So the next game scheduled between the two teams is going to be Saturday. But if they're in quarantine, I don't know if they're going to be able to then play that. He said it's a shame that we can't play today, but we need to stay positive. I've talked to a lot of players, and my concern is about their health and safety. That's according to Washington manager Dave Martinez. He says, I'll continue to reach out to them to make sure they're okay. We're going to get through this. It's not the first time we've been through some bumpy roads. So, you know, people were ticked. Apparently, one of the players actually had a fever. Others were not displaying any COVID symptoms, but tested positive. So on Wednesday, manager announced initial positive test for the illness caused by the coronavirus. The resulting was testing that was done back on Monday. And the Nationals were still in Florida for spring training. So anybody who was in close contact has been quarantining. A couple others had positive tests. So, you know, it's interesting because when I was watching the whole football season and you heard that some teams, a whole bunch of players had issues, and then other teams, they were just playing. They were all fine. And you're watching this going, is it because one team was really diligent with the testing and really got a good swab? I mean, it would seem, and I'm not accusing anybody in football or hockey or anything like that, you know, of doing anything sneaky. But if you want a negative COVID test, you could get it. You could swab the air. I mean, my guess is whoever is administering these tests are objective, kind of like an arbitrator, you know, a separate entity. That's what I'm assuming. But if it's not, like, guys, I just need to see all your negative COVID tests. Here you go. Then the team can play. So, and it might just be coincidentally that's what happened. Somebody really came down with honest to God COVID. Just one in the whole MLB league. Just one really came down with it and exposed his teammates. It could have been that. That just doesn't sound as realistic as, you know, maybe some of the tests were kind of halfway. We're just going to kind of wiggle the nose a little bit. I mean, if it's a nasopharyngeal swab, that sucker has to go all the way in. You know, it's interesting. I've been watching the news because I follow stories. And one of the B-rolls you know, where they're showing some of the testing being done. You see for a couple seconds somebody doing a test, and the person doing the test looked kind of halfway. It looked like they weren't, you know, straight going all the way back. It looked like it was a very mild flick of the wrist. Now, it might have just been that person was just doing a nasal swab. Maybe it was a, quote, nasal swab test and not the one where you go all the way in. But, you know, like I said, if somebody wants their COVID test to be negative and they're administering it themselves or they have control, there's a way for it to be negative. And so if somebody is going to be doing this to make sure that there is no COVID, then it has to be done by a separate entity. But it's a shame because I know people are really excited to see the games go, and I hope the person who has a fever is going to feel better and I hope they're going to get better. In terms of COVID cases, we had about 20,000 new cases in the U.S. reported over the last few hours. I told you I was watching the hospitalization rate. Last week we were at 8,500 and went up to 8,600. We're now at 8,740. So it's been going up about 100-some people more in the hospital. I don't want to see people hospitalized for COVID. We're in April. This really, you know, we can't really blame flu season. We shouldn't be blaming pneumonia season. So these hospitalizations, if they really are COVID cases, I think we could assume they're really COVID cases. But we are seeing cases go up. Brazil still battling their variant. India, 74,000 new cases. France, 46,000 new cases. France is on countrywide lockdown now for the next 3 weeks. Turkey had about another 42,000 cases. 21,000 cases in Italy. 30,000 cases in Poland. So, the Philippines, 15,000 cases in the Philippines. You know, in terms of states, we are picking up, like in Michigan, a couple states, this P1 Brazilian variant, which we're watching pretty closely. The UK variant is becoming still more active, more known. Illinois had about another 3,200 new cases. Pennsylvania, 4,000 cases. Nevada had another 3 deaths in southern Nevada, I believe. So we're watching. Southern Nevada has been doing really well. I think under 5% positivity. We've been really excited, hopefully getting excited for graduation. But unfortunately, we don't know if it's going to follow the same pattern as Europe locked down last year. And then it came to the West Coast or the East Coast. And then it started to trickle to the West Coast. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I still haven't gone to the bathroom in 3-4 days. It's Passover, so don't know how I keep the smile on my face, but it's going to be a rough weekend. So, you know, got some Miralax. We'll figure out how to make that work. So thank you guys for checking in on my bowels. I really, really appreciate it. So college students. I have a student in college, and hopefully the other one's going to be going to college soon. And I went to college. I didn't have any debts in undergrad because I got an academic scholarship, and then I worked 3 part-time jobs to support myself. So I was very fortunate to not have any student debt as an undergrad. But then in medical school, I did have to borrow. I borrowed as little as possible. I waited tables when I was in medical school. And my husband had loans from chiropractic school. So our combined loans was a lot. But luckily, we were able to work. We were able to use equity from our home and use that money to pay bills. And eventually, we got our student loans got paid off. So I know a lot of people's panties are all up in a bunch
when they hear that Biden might relieve some of the students of their college debt, because they're like, wait a second, I just paid mine. I don't feel that way. You know, I paid mine off so long ago, and my student loans weren't that bad, that considering that I think it's apples and oranges. I think college students have a huge, huge challenge right now. But I don't know if the writing off an arbitrary $10,000 or an arbitrary $50,000 is really what they need. I mean, if you ask a college student, now college students are smart. They'll say it's all good. Okay? These Gen Zs, many of them are Gen Zs, some are millennials. Okay? They'll say it's all good. Whatever you want to do, Biden, we'll take thank you. Okay, they're smart. But if somebody said, look, okay, we're not going to censor you. Okay, we're not going to take you off Facebook or Twitter or whatever. Tell us what it is you really, really need. I speak to college students a lot. I speak to medical students. I speak to dental students. I speak to pharmacy students. I speak to PA students. What they want is to know they have a guaranteed job after they get out of college. And they also don't want to spend $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year in tuition. They don't want to be in the debt to begin with. So some students have $300,000-$400,000 in student loans. Taking off $50,000 is awesome. And I'll support it. If the students want that, I'm going to support that because I'm friends with a lot of students. A lot of them are my little baby doctors or my baby rebels from UNLV. If they want this, I'll help support it. But is that really what they need? What they need is... Okay, can't college be cheaper? Why does college have to be so expensive? Well, because college campus has security. College campus needs landscaping. College campus needs cleaning. College campus needs professors. College campus needs repainting. It needs licensing. It needs food courts. It needs... And a lot of students, after seeing what happened with COVID, are thinking, wait a second, I was able to be home. I didn't need security. I didn't need the landscaping. I didn't need the grassy knoll. I didn't need that. Apparently, I could take my college class from home on a computer. I could be anywhere. Why then am I spending $40,000, $50,000, $60,000? So if President Biden really wants to help the students, do something that helps curb some of these college costs. Now, I get that it's tricky. You know, I get that to get somebody that can teach, you know, at any level, you have to incentivize them. Teachers do need to be paid well. All right, well, you can pay them, but you can pay them that well. But do you still really need to charge $60,000 a person? And I get it's a game. You know, if you get a degree from a real richy, prestigious school, it's supposed to guarantee you a job. Well, we're noticing that might not always be the case. There are some expensive schools out there. And people were getting passed over for jobs. So it's going to be on the colleges to kind of help prove why they're worth that money. So relieving some of the college debt is a nice thing to do. I think it might help. That money could then hopefully go to other things like rent. But if we have to pick and choose, you know, what that money is really, you know, where we're, like, if there's supposed to be money going into the government... I'm wondering if there's a better choice. So another concern I have is kind of what happened with the ACA. Rather than trying to curb insurance premiums being so ridiculously high and these buildings that these insurance companies have that are just lined with marble, instead the government said, look, we're going to subsidize and we will help pay the premiums for you. So the insurance companies, they raise their premiums. I'm like, great, the government's going to pay us. Now, that's what I worry a little bit about with our approach. If the big problem college students are having is college costs too much, and then we start to legislate, okay, well, then we're going to pay for college. Well, then the college is going to go up. Like, yeah, the government's going to pay us. And another issue we have as well is the issue of borrowing from the government. College students are the only ones who borrow from the government. We have other countries that borrow from the government. And we need these other countries to pay back their loans. And I'm not saying we need to be all godfatherish, okay? I'm not saying we have to look like, you know, so we, you know, where you don't pay back, you know, we send the heavies. But when, if there is going to be a debt to the United States, then it's a debt. It gets paid back. You could maybe subsidize students. You could maybe figure out tax credits, help them get jobs, which would be even worth more than the $50,000. But once we start to kind of mess with that integrity of what a loan is from the government, one thing I'm starting to see is people, and I've even thought the same thing, I'm like, well, you know, if loans are going to get wiped out, well, then let's borrow money. You know, rather than going to a state school, kids, go to a fancier school. Borrow the money because that money might get wiped out later. We don't want that to start happening. I love the state school. I'm very proud of the school my kids are going to, but we're picking that school so they don't have to take out student loans. But if we are going to be living in a landscape where it's not a student loan, it's going to be free money that gets wiped out, well, then try to go to Harvard. Try to go to MIT. Why not? Try to go to Ivy League. So do we want the concept of a loan and borrowing money and needing to pay it back diluted at all? That's kind of the problem we're having with immigration. Is it legal immigration, illegal immigration? Well, now we're not, the lines are completely blurred. We're not even calling it. We're calling it migrants. We're calling it people, you know, fleeing and coming in. We're not having those demarcations anymore. So is it that we're going to rely on the government to turn around and pay for the school? Then that's not a loan. Then we don't use that term loan anymore. Because if we do use that term loan, then these countries borrowing from America are going to be like, all right, well, when does mine get written off? So college students need help. And I think they need to listen to exactly what it is the college students need. And trust me, college students will take, you know, whatever money off their loans they'll take. They'll be very, very appreciative. But we need to figure out how to make college cheaper. We need to also figure out what a degree will entail and give somebody. I speak to so many Gen Zs that say, Dr. Dahlia, really, what is the degree going to do for me? I'm not going to get a job. You know, kids don't want to go to college and spend that money, even if you promise you'll wipe off the debt, or even if you promise they won't have to pay a thing, if they don't think that diploma is going to be anything worth more than toilet paper. What good does a degree do the average student? That's what we need to work on. If Washington wants to come up with a program, well, look, if you go to college, we will have job placement. We have this new infrastructure bill. We're going to have all these jobs, all these things we want to do. We are going to need people in marketing. We're going to need people in medicine. We're going to need people in architecture. We're going to need people. We will hire you. Now, not that I want everybody hired by the government either, but still, it, you know, give people a reason to go to school. Government needs money. You know, $50,000 per every single college student, yeah, we're going to lose a lot of tax revenue. But then again, if the students don't really have jobs, they're not really paying off their loans now anyway. But I'd be very, very careful altering the concept, especially to a young entrepreneur or a person who's going to be entering the business world, by changing the terms of what a loan is. If you want a car and you need to borrow money for that car, there's a loan. There's interest. That's the agreement you're getting into. If they want to give relief, there's tons of other ways to give relief. And again, I'll support the $50,000 off the loans, but, you know, I would really caution us starting to mess with the integrity of what a loan is, and maybe let's attack the problem at hand, which is these kids with college degrees can't get jobs. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another holiday weekend has arrived with yet another warning from public health experts. If you haven't been vaccinated, Dr. Ashish Jad from Brown University told ABC you shouldn't gather or travel for Easter.
If you need to travel and you've been vaccinated, I think that's pretty reasonable. But I would cut out unnecessary travel and I would hold off if you've not been vaccinated.
He also said,
this is probably the last holiday weekend where it's not going to be safe for unvaccinated people to mingle together.
The CDC said that vaccinated Americans can resume traveling domestically and internationally with a low risk of exposure to COVID-19 as long as they wear masks in public. Federal officials are still discouraging people from traveling even after vaccination. The updated guidance doesn't apply to unvaccinated people. This is USA Radio News. The FDA is authorizing some changes that are expected to boost coronavirus vaccine supply and speed up the vaccination effort. Moderna says it will now start shipping 15-dose vials of its vaccine soon after showing the FDA different amounts of vaccine can be extracted from each vial using different types of syringes. The original vials were designed for 10 doses, and the FDA says providers can actually get 11 out of those vials. It's now sending new instructions to healthcare workers. A water fight has been decided by the High Court. USA's Jeremy Scott reports.
The state of Florida alleged that Georgia uses too much of the water that flows from the Atlanta suburbs to the Gulf of Mexico. The Flint and Chattahoochee rivers in Georgia joined to form the Apalachicola River at the Florida line. Florida said that its neighbors' overconsumption is to blame for the decimation of their oyster industry. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've always wanted to go to Puerto Rico. I haven't been there yet. I have a family member from Puerto Rico. But Puerto Rico now is going to fine tourists $100 if they are violating the mask mandate. They have had apparently several violent incidents caused by tourists that don't want to wear masks. So they're going to crack down on mask violations. The U.S. territory has imposed a $100 fine for tourists who refuse to wear face coverings, which are required at all times, even outside, by Puerto Rico's coronavirus safety measures. I'm not sure how that works on the beach. They're supposed to have amazing beaches. There have been several incidents on the island where tourists reacted violently when asked to wear a mask. Oh, boy. Not good.
One incident happened in San Juan in February. It was captured on video and posted to Twitter. The clip showed tourists throwing drinks at a woman in a wheelchair after she asked them to wear masks. Yeah, that's one thing that I don't do. I won't go up to a person and tell them to put a mask on. I just walk away from them and not breathe. I really don't want to get stabbed or die. I want to get through this whole COVID pandemic, not dying, but especially not dying, because I asked somebody to put something over their breathing apparatus, their orifices. I really don't, you know. I mean, I used to, you know, do XYZ PDQ. XYZ PDQ was, I guess, a term for your zippers down. Then I learned you could say, well, you know, the cow's poking his head out the barn door. your cow's poking its head out the barn door. You could say that. A lot of people just don't know. So you're like, you know, your zipper's down. That I might be a little bit more inclined to say, but I stopped that too. Because I don't want to engage in somebody, you know, who doesn't know to zip up their pants after they pee. That's just me. In March, two hotel guests in San Juan got into a fight that had to be broken up by security guards. In response to those incidents, police started to add more officers to tourist hotspots. We've assigned a lot of police, especially in the area of Condado, due to the high number of incidents. That's according to San Juan's police chief, Orlando Rivera Lebron, told USA Today. He said, ever since we started this plan, we have made several arrests and have intervened with a lot of disorderly conduct. Rivera Lebron told the outlet that since they've increased police presence at popular tourist spots, officers have arrested 27 people for violent behavior and drug possession. Now, I mean, again, you know, police have to get involved. It's going to cost money. I can see why they're going to start to fine. So, Governor of Puerto Rico, Pedro Pierluisi, said security around the territory would be increased even more for spring break. More than 3,500 officers stationed at popular tourist spots, 1,100 National Guard soldiers to reinforce Puerto Rico's safety measures. Beyond the mask requirement, they also need businesses to close at 11 p.m., and there is a mandatory curfew from midnight to 5 a.m. as well. So, it's interesting. I think how some police justify it, because I talk to a lot of officers, and, you know, they tell me, they really don't want to go up to somebody about the mask. Well, remember California? Many of them said, on the beach, they're not even going to enforce it. You know, what does to them justify them being there is there are fights that break out. There are, you know, there is more violence. There are more. So if they could intervene there, I mean, I can't tell you how many videos we've seen at Walmart or at a store where people go at it because of a mask, which really frustrates me, because we're Americans, right? We're supposed to kind of love each other, have our backs, and we're fighting with each other. And it's over a mask or a face covering. And, you know, I can understand somebody saying, look, that handkerchief you have over your mouth doesn't do jack diddly squat. But to stab somebody for not putting a handkerchief on their face, it's beyond, it means we have really lost sight of what's important. And I've seen people turn on each other. Remember I told you guys that there was a meeting that occurred with a large salon in town. May 9th, was it? It was last May, when the governor gave about 36 hours notice that salons could open up. It was a mad dash to get staff ready. I was already planning ahead. I was already saying, guys, in the next couple weeks, something might be happening. Who wants to come back? We're offering everybody full-time jobs back. You know, let's start working out a schedule. So just in case, we're ready to go. And so we were already kind of working at it, but you couldn't convene. You couldn't have more than 10 people in one area, couldn't convene. So one of the larger salons had everybody meet in the parking lot. So everybody could stand 6 feet apart, wear a mask, and the owner of the salon could break down some of the new rules. And somebody sees people in a parking lot, standing around, right, 6 feet distant. They called the police. Police came up to them. Now, the police, from what I understand, was cool. said, look, guys, sorry, just we're not allowed to have a big group convene. But to be somebody calling the police on you for just standing 6 feet apart outside, it shows that we are, what happened during Nazi Germany, everybody says, oh, it's not going to happen again. It would never happen again. That was a weird time. I've seen enough of human behavior where I could totally see that happen again. There are some sick people, selfish people out there, that, and mind you, some of these people that are coughing and sneezing, not covering their face, they're selfish too. But I see the violence. I see the people. I see the rift. We don't have an American first. We're Americans. We got your back. You know, some of you ask why I'm into sports, especially after everything that happened with the NFL and all that. And you know why I like sports, I think? I think the reason why I love sports is because I really love that camaraderie. I love being a Dallas fan and then being able to throw shade on the Eagles, right? Being able to throw shade on the Washington team. Even though I respect all teams and all, you know, still bet on teams and I'll still, you know, revere some of the players and stuff. I just love that I could be in a different city, in an airport, see a random person I don't know wearing a Dallas jersey, and I could connect with them. And when you say go Dallas or, you know, go Zeke or whatever, they'll look, they'll stop at the ring. Some guy was playing slots, and I just saw his jersey walking by and I say something. He stopped to smile, make a comment back. I love that. And that's the way it used to be with Americans. You're American, you're American, you're American. I miss that. And I'm not saying we need to be narcissistic and feel like we're better than other countries, but there's a strength in that. And you want to know what? I almost get the feeling that let's say somebody did want to, moments after I spoke or smiled to that jersey, Dallas Cowboy jersey wearing guy, something tells me that if I was in trouble and I screamed help because somebody, let's say, attacked my purse or tried to jump me or whatever, I just have a feeling that person would come and have my back. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm in la-la land. But I just feel like you connect on that level. So, you know, well, we'll see what happens in Puerto Rico. Just realize that there are going to be fines. People are still taking the mask issue seriously. I'm going to California this weekend. I'm just going to bring a bunch of masks, even though I know masks are still mandated, just in case you're supposed to wear double masks or you're supposed to eat out one side the mask. I don't know what's going on in California. I need to double check the rules. I think you're supposed to still wear a mask at a table, but then you lower the mask to eat, and then you put the mask back on. Then you take another bite, and then you put the mask back on. And you, yeah, so I think, I'm not sure, so I want to make sure I do not get in trouble or get fined when I go to California. So hopefully I'm following the rules. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we get ready for Easter weekend, and we wish everybody a good Friday, a good Easter, a happy Passover, and blessings this weekend, let's just review some quick headlines. Two officers have been injured in a car that rammed the U.S. Capitol. Suspect was shot, is in custody. One of the people that were, I believe one of the officers injured is in the hospital. The other one, I'm not sure what's going on there, but the U.S. Capitol has been locked down after this vehicle rammed into officers. We still don't have a full
account or motive. In fact, one of the news outlets is actually saying that the suspect is dead. And we thought the suspect was being taken to the hospital after sustaining a gunshot wound after the attack. And Yahoo News is saying here that he has died. The suspect has died. So I don't know if they were able to get a motive or any information as to why. But officers, apparently this person had crashed a barricade on the Capitol's north side and injured two officers. So we'll keep you posted if we get any more information. More than 50 dead and dozens injured as a train in Taiwan derails inside a tunnel. An express passenger train partially derailed Friday inside a mountain tunnel in eastern Taiwan, killing at least 51 people, injuring dozens. It's described as the island's worst rail disaster. Photos and video taken after the crash showed a scene of cars torn apart inside the tunnel, passengers crawling out of the wreckage. Just horrifying. People just fell all over each other, on top of one another. According to a woman who survived the crash, it was terrifying. There are whole families there. Now, the crash occurred just as the Taroko Express, carrying nearly 500 passengers, was entering a tunnel along a coastal stretch of the line in the island's mountainous east. A construction truck operated by the railway slid down a hillside and onto the track. That's according to Taiwan Railways Administration Officer Wang Hongping, said, causing the train to then derail partially inside the mountain tunnel. So at present, it is suspected because the vehicle wasn't braked properly. It slid for around 20 meters along the site access road, entered the eastern trunk line, they said. And the truck was there trying to shore up the hillside against landslides. So National Fire Service said at least 51 people were killed, dozens injured, and what's been now called the worst train disaster in the island's history. Apparently, people were killed and crushed as the cars slammed against the tunnel walls. Five of the train's eight cars lodged inside the tunnel. There were 496 people on the train. 120 were not in seats. They were standing. And the train was en route from the capital, Taipei, to Taitung along the island's southeast coast when it occurred. So volunteer rescue workers are right now working. A lot of children, getting the children out. People who try to save who they can. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A school district was hacked and held ransom, their computer system. Apparently, hackers have demanded $40 million ransom from Broward County Public Schools. School district is saying, we have no intention to pay the ransom. Broward County's in South Florida. South Florida School District's computer system was the target of hackers who earlier this month demanded a $40 million ransom to prevent personal information about students and teachers from being made public. According to a transcript obtained by the South Florida Sun Sentinel, hackers with the ransomware group known as Conti engaged in an exchange with Broward County Public Schools representative initially demanded $40 million from the district. They said, the bad news is that we hacked your network and encrypted your servers, as well as downloaded more than 1 terabyte of your personal data, including financial contracts, databases, and other documents containing social security numbers, addresses, dates of birth, and other information about students and teachers, one of the hackers said, in a text message to a school district representative. If this data is published, you will be subject to huge court and government fines. The good news is that we are businessmen. Oh, see, that's good news. We want to receive ransom for everything that needs to be kept secret. We don't want to ruin your reputation. Oh, isn't that nice? Then the hacker revealed how much it was going to cost. Wow. So school district representative replied, I'm speechless. Surely this is a mistake. Are there extra zeros in that number by mistake? Hacker said, according to the records, your revenue is more than $4 billion. So it is a possible amount for you. When the school district representative explained that the ransom could not be met, the hacker later lowered the ransom to $15 million. Okay, so they're negotiating. They said $15 million is still completely out of the realm of possibility, the school district representative wrote. We aren't in a global company generating massive amounts of revenue that we could spend on everything. The taxpayers' dollars that create a revenue gets redistributed to pay for salaries, resources, benefits, and more expenditures throughout the district. We understand that this is your career, but we need to be realistic with each other. Do you understand our position? Gosh, that'd be fascinating. I would love to, like, you know, have, you know, some of these conversations. I mean, I don't want to be hacked, but, you know, They're a lot nicer than I am. I'd be like, you have got to be out of your mind. Hacker wasn't buying it. He said, don't play with us. Our chiefs have this required amount in bitcoins. We don't have time, or you pay today, or we upload files today, because we should continue our work with other bigger companies. Oh, yeah, they got bigger fish to fry, so they need to move on. The school district representative refuted claims, saying the district didn't have $15 million in Bitcoin and cannot even pay you $10 today, let alone millions when our bank is closed. After weeks of back and forth, the hacker eventually lowered the offer to $10 million. Said, we have approval to offer $500,000, but the price ranges you started with are too far off for a taxpayer-funded school. See, the thing the school district is also trying to do, or whoever is telling this representative to, you know, negotiate, is they want to make sure that other school districts don't become targets themselves. So they kind of want to teach hackers a lesson out there, saying if you're going to hold a company ransom, a school district that's all usually operating at deficits anyway, probably isn't going to be your big, you know, treasure trove. Under district policy, $500,000 is the amount, the maximum it could pay without school board approval. Broward County Public Schools issued a statement March 12th saying it recently detected a surface disruption that impacted the availability of certain systems within the BCPS computer network. Upon learning of this incident, BCPS secured its network and commenced an internal investigation. A cybersecurity forum was engaged to assist. BCPS is approaching this incident with the utmost seriousness and is focused on securely restoring the affected systems as soon as possible, as well as enhancing the security of its systems. So, they are upping security. Statement still said they're not going to be paying that ransom. I'm not sure if the $500,000 was paid. And currently, the district is saying they're unaware of any student or employee personal data that has been compromised. And that's what's tough. I mean, are the hackers alive? Are they calling their bluff? It's like, how do you know? And so, you know, I love the idea of, you know, we don't negotiate with terrorists. You know, don't even try it, because you're not going to get what you want. You know, some people say, well, you know what, our Social Security is already out there, our birthdays are already out there. Problem is, when you're talking about kids and personal information about kids, parents are a little worried about that. They don't want, especially with child traffickers out there and all sorts of bad people out there, they don't want to think that any personal information of a child's address and residence could be out there. But see, what the problem with that is this, let's say this did happen and they did hack into the system. They made it known because they wanted ransom. How many hack jobs are done without anybody announcing to everybody, guys, we got your stuff? I'm just under the impression that every single thing that is on our computer is already out there. So our kids' addresses, our kids' birthdays, our kids' social securities, if it's in a computer, somebody's already seen it. Somebody has access to it. That's just how I unfortunately feel. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.